Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening in from all over the globe, we welcome you to the Living by Design Show, and I am Kathy Holloway Hill, and I will be your host for the next 30 minutes, and I have a very exciting show for you this evening. I actually have a show that is very informative, and you're going to be hearing a lot of announcements, a lot of new information, and most importantly, some very influential, powerful upcoming guests that we will be featuring here on the Living by Design Show. Now, first of all, I want to say that I am very proud of you, all of the ones who have sent me email notes, and you've reached out to me via Facebook, Twitter, and in whatever capacity, and you're sharing with me your status and your updates and your progress for your goals this year, and I'm very, very proud of that, so keep up the amazing work, because there's lots more work to be done, and you've already seen by some of your email notes and what I'm hearing from many of you that you can accomplish your goals. It takes commitment, it takes diligence, it takes consistency, and you know these are the things that I always talk about here on the Living by Design Show, so I thank you for letting me know that these goals that you have and the information that we're helping you with and sharing with you here on the Living by Design Show is making a significant difference in your life, and it is having an impact on the decisions and choices that you make. Because one of the things I want to talk about first before I talk about our upcoming guests here on the show is the importance of holding yourself accountable. Now, I know one of the things that a lot of people get caught up in is that old dreaded comfort zone and that old dreaded sense of entitlement. You are not entitled to anything unless you are willing to put in the work, the commitment, and the action of what it takes to design your map. Because we all know a map is not just a piece of paper that tells you the directions of where you're trying to go. A map is your management action plan for your life. And I also like to use the MAP acronym as your mindset, actions, and your purpose. So everything that you do in life is going to be as a result of your MAP. So I want to make sure that you understand that holding yourself accountable to whatever your goals are and holding yourself accountable to, even if you have to get an accountability partner, that's fine. But if you can't hold yourself accountable, then get an accountability partner, because they are out there, whether it's a life coach or whether it's a trusted friend or whether it's your clergyman or whoever it is, you must be accountable for whatever decisions and choices you make. Because what I want to make sure you understand is if you choose the behavior, you're also choosing the consequence. So make sure that you keep that in the back of your mind at all times. Now, let's talk a little bit about some of our amazing upcoming guests that we're going to be featuring here on the Living by Design Show. Coming up next week, April the 17th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be featuring a listener appreciation show. And this show is really going to be well received by the ladies, because I've been getting a lot of email notes from you, and you're very excited, and I totally understand, because I am also a big fan of Mr. Eric Benet. So what I would like to do here is just play a brief little intro clip of our upcoming listener appreciation show with Mr. Eric Benet.
Ladies, get ready for an evening of love and life with Eric Benet.
This world ain't nothing but crazy.
coming to the Living by Design show on Wednesday, April 17th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. This appreciation show is designed for our loyal listeners, and Eric is coming to talk to you.
Ain't no rest for the weary.
Call in and speak to the R&B love crooner, Mr. Eric Benet, on Wednesday, April 17th. Don't miss it, because it'll be an evening to remember.
Now, I know you definitely do not want to miss that listener appreciation show, and that will be coming up next week, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I invite you to please dial in on that day, 646-478-3060, and speak to Mr. Eric Benet and let him know how much you appreciate his music, his life, and his work. And he may just do something very special for my listeners, and that's sing a song. So let's just make sure we're all ready and prepared for that amazing show. I'm a big fan, and I know I definitely will be ready, so I hope you will be too. Now, moving on, I want to talk a little bit about another guest that's going to be coming up here on the Living by Design show, and she is an amazing powerhouse globally. She has a global fan base, and she is an amazing speaker and a true woman of God. And her name is Joyce Meyer. And I am so excited that Joyce has agreed to come to our show and talk to my listeners, because her ministries have made significant differences in the lives of so many people. And not only that, but she's written a lot of books. And one of her most significant books that really has helped me and changed my life is entitled Battlefield of the Mind. And Joyce has a lot of topics that she speaks on, with, and she's very passionate about her ministry and her work. And I'm just going to play a brief clip of Miss Joyce Meyer talking about one of her topics, just a small clip, talking about one of her topics that is very near and dear to her heart, Miss Joyce Meyer.
Today I'm going to be talking to people that are really serious about getting your life healed, and people that are really serious about having wholeness. It's got to be more than just something we say. We have to take the right action to go along with it. Actually, I've entitled this today, Emotional Healing. The title of the seminar has been The Believer's Number One Enemy, which I believe is emotions. More than anything, we follow our feelings. Our feelings get in our way. And some of you might think, well, I don't have any emotional problems. Well, hang on. Because you might just have a few more than you think you do. Emotional healing is a very hot topic today. Digging into the past to discover why we're the way we are today. And it's true that the past has affected all of us, sometimes in a good way, sometimes in a bad way.
Now, I highly recommend that you tune into that show, because it will be a powerful show. And I'll also just give you the opportunity to keep in mind that you can dial in and speak to any of my guests at any time. So Miss Joyce Meyer will be coming up in the month of May. We have a lot of very, very powerful guests in the month of May and June who are dedicated and committed to helping you with your life goals and ensuring that you just get rid of the obstacles that are standing in your path of accomplishing your goals. Because every single one of my guests that I bring on the Living by Design show, all of their teachings, all of their believings, everything that they have done in their lives, and believe me, they have walked their talk, and they are not just speaking out of a book. They are speaking from experience. They are committed to helping you, my listeners, to ensure that you accomplish your goals, because it can be done. With everything that we're talking about here today, everything we'll be talking about with all of our upcoming guests, we want to ensure that you believe in yourself, because that's where it begins, in your beliefs. And that's why Joyce Meyer was talking about the emotions and how we allow our emotions to control us and how we allow our emotions to design our lives, when we are actually the ones who are in control of designing our lives. So we've got to control our emotions instead of it being the other way around. So I'm very excited for that upcoming show. And now I want to talk just a little bit about another one of my very influential guests who will be coming up in the month of May. And her name is Rika Zimmerman. And Rika is a global leader in consciousness and the creator of something that she calls Adventure in Oneness. She is an acclaimed international speaker and author. She's been on the Oprah Winfrey Show, the Today Show, Good Morning America, and just so many different entities and media outlets that it's just too many to even talk about. And she is an amazing individual, and I think her message will be very, very powerful for you, the listeners, to make sure that you get everything you need from all of the guests that we'll be bringing here on the Living by Design Show. So she is such a soft-spoken, just very soothing individual with her talk and her style. And I just want to play a brief clip from Rika so that you can just get an idea of what to expect when she joins us here on the Living by Design Show. So I'm going to take a second here and share with you just a quick message from Rika.
Hello, my name is Rika, creator of Adventure in Oneness and internationally acclaimed speaker and author. Is it time for you to bring your miraculous life into being? What if your life could be more phenomenal than anything you can even imagine? Have you always known that there was something far greater available for you in your life? What if you just found it?
All right. I am very excited about Rika coming up on the show, so please stay tuned for that. And then the other young lady I would love to talk about that will be coming to the Living by Design Show is none other than the amazingly incomparable Miss Soledad O'Brien. And we all know and love Soledad O'Brien from CNN and from Black in America. She has done documentaries. She has had an amazing career in media and broadcasting, and she is embarking upon some new ventures, reinventing herself, and she has her own new production company called Starfish Media, and I'm very excited to be bringing her to the show next month during the month of May and June, throughout May and June. These are all the people that will be coming up. And she's also going to be talking to us about how she balances her work and life and dealing with change. And we all know that change is a very big topic, and it's a very difficult topic to embark upon and bring into our lives. So she will be coming up and sharing all of her knowledge and experiences with my listeners. And Soledad is an amazingly wonderful young lady. Just has a very nice, great spirit and a wonderful attitude about life and about being committed to what it is you are very passionate in and you care about in your life. So stay tuned and look for that. Always make sure you check out my Facebook page. I have a fan page for my radio show listeners to make sure that you are always up to date on the dates and times that my guests will be appearing on the show. So find me on Facebook. I am listed under Kathy with a C, Holloway, H-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, Hill. There is no dash in between Holloway and Hill. It's just Holloway space Hill, H-I-L-L. So make sure that you like my page on Facebook. Find me on under Twitter. My Twitter handle is C Holloway Hill, C-H-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y-H-I-L-L. Find me on Twitter. And I would love to hear from you. And my email address is Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, at cholowayhill.com. And, of course, my website is cholowayhill.com. Now, moving on, I just want to talk a little bit about something that I have actually started doing and an organization that I have partnered with recently, and I am very excited about it, and I'm thrilled to be able to share this with you. And it's an organization called Fred Pryor Seminars and Training. And Fred Pryor has actually been around for the past 40 years. And it's an organization that specializes in amazing seminars and training workshops. And their goal is to ensure that your life enhancement is their business. So I have partnered with Fred Pryor, and I'm really excited about that because I've had an opportunity, even though I do a lot of traveling nationwide, I've had an opportunity to do even more traveling, to conduct seminars on many topics related to self-health and wealth improvement, mainly communication and relationships and how to build powerful, strong, effective relationships. So some of the guests that I'm going to talk about now are also associated with the Fred Pryor Career Track organization. And one of the gentlemen is Mr. Tony Alessandra, and he is absolutely amazing. He has a lot of CD programs that that I truly love, and he created something called the Platinum Rule. And the Platinum Rule is a little bit different spin on the Golden Rule, and Dr. Tony Alessandra is just, he's very powerful in his teachings, and he's very committed to his teachings, and he's actually two speakers in one. He's a professor and a performer, and I just love to hear him speak. I've heard him speak in person and on his CD programs, and he is an amazing individual, and he's streetwise, and he's college smart, and his message comes across in a very dynamic way, and he has actually over 27 books that have been translated into over 50 foreign language editions, including the newly revised best-selling book entitled The New Art of Managing People. So he is very, very good at not only corporate learnings and teachings and behavior, but also individuals who are trying to improve their lives and accomplish their goals. So Mr. Tony Alessandra will be coming up on the Living by Design show, and I'm very excited about that. And I also have a young lady by the name of Ronnie Moore, and Ronnie Moore is also a very powerful, influential individual that is associated with the world of Fred Pryor and Career Track Training, and her specialty is in the area of assertive communication skills. Now, I know I work with a lot of clients who just unfortunately don't have those assertive communication skills. They don't know how to set boundaries, and you know, people just basically invade your space and just take your life and try to design it the way they want it to be designed. Well, Miss Ronnie Moore is an absolute authority on that topic and how to be more assertive in your communication style and how to be the type of person that sets boundaries and you can have and be and do whatever you want to have in your life. So she will also be coming up on the Living by Design show. So I'm very, very, very excited about that. And I also want to let you know that I probably will be coming to a city near you. So if there is a Fred Pryor training workshop that you're very interested in, that you have been thinking about attending, please do that. Because, and if you're not sure what all the seminars are to offer, go to the website, pryor.com, P-R-Y-O-R.com, and there is a lineup or a list of all of the workshops that Fred Pryor offers, and you can even plug in your zip code and find out which ones are coming to your area. Now, if you want me to be your facilitator, which I would love to do, then send me an email note, Kathy@cehollowayhill.com, and I can help work that out for you, and I can give you my specific schedule of the cities that I will be in, and I will be teaching the Fred Pryor, or I will be facilitating the Fred Pryor workshop. So I would love to see you in my class, and I would love to meet you, because I have a lot of loyal listeners, and I would love to have an opportunity to just shake your hand and talk directly to you about your life and your goals. Now, I also just want to mention a few other upcoming guests and names that you will definitely recognize, and you will be very excited to hear on the Living by Design show. And one of those people is Mr. Tony Dungy, and we know Mr. Tony Dungy has had a significant impact not only on the sports world and the sports industry, but he's also had a significant impact on the world in general, because now that he's retired, he has a lot of projects that he's been working on, and his life is an amazing story. And some of you may not know that he is the author of children's books. So that's something that I can't wait for him to come and share his story and share his life experiences of how he was able to overcome obstacles and accomplish his goals, because we know his goals have been plentiful, and he has been very successful in doing just that. Now what I would like to do is just take a couple of minutes to close out the show and just talk a little bit about my book entitled Lies, Love, and Life, How to Uncover and Discover the Real You. Now, for those of you who don't know, I'm sure there are a lot of you who have already read the book and you have sent me tons of email notes about how it has helped you tremendously, and I'm so happy about that. But for those of you who have not had an opportunity to read the book, I invite you to go to my website, chollowayhill.com, chollowayhill.com, and please get a copy of the book, because this book will change your life. We live in a world that is just totally caught up in self-lies, and we live in a world that is consumed by so much negativity and all the toxic news that we have to listen to that penetrates us, and it has a significant impact on how we feel about ourselves and what we think about ourselves. And that old dreaded nasty self-talk is one of the biggest things that gets in our way of accomplishing our goals. The greatest danger in life, love, and work is pretending not to know what you know. And too many people play pretend and just keep on playing pretend, even if it kills them. Just look at what happened, or what has already happened and it is happening in life, because people play pretend. Remember that unethical corporate situation many years ago with the Enron situation? See how lying and pretending that everything is okay can have a significant impact on not just your life, but the lives of everyone that is around you. So if you're going to be truly happy and really successful, you've got to stop pretending, and you've got to stop lying to yourself, and you've got to make sure that you remove that mask, because that mask is what causes you to lose your control. Without a clearly defined purpose to guide you, your life will be controlled by your pressures instead of your priorities. You'll be living a life by default, and that is not what we teach here on the Living by Design show. We want to make sure that you are living your life by design. And as you may know, or as you have better very quickly learn, if you don't have a plan for your life, love, and work, you'll end up living somebody else's plan. And we all know what that will bring about. If you're living according to someone else's plan, it is going to have a significantly devastating negative impact on your life. So it's just very important that you have a handle on this, because otherwise you'll just be surviving instead of thriving. And I've been there. Trust me, I've been there. I've been in the situation where I was wearing the mask. I allowed someone to control my destiny. I allowed someone to design my life. And I spent over 25 years in corporate America until I one day woke up and realized that I had to take control. And I walked away from a very lucrative career to start my own personal and professional development company. And I had to walk through the fear, even though I chose that change, because change is something we can't avoid. And even though I chose it, it was still very difficult. But guess what? I was committed. I wasn't interested, because when you're interested, you do what's convenient. When you're committed, you will do whatever it takes. And when you have an attitude of gratitude, and instead of focusing on all the obstacles that are thrown in your path, because there will be obstacles, you focus on all of the amazing, wonderful things that you're grateful for. So all of these things are discussed in my book. I take you through step-by-step ways of how to remove the mask, how to understand how the self-lies are affecting your life. There are exercises in the book, and it also comes in an audio book if you prefer to listen to it instead of reading, if that's your thing. So please, I ask you to make sure you do that for yourself, because you are your greatest asset. And if you invest in the greatest asset that you possess, I promise you the return on investment will be amazing. If you can take money and go out to a nice night on the town or have a nice dinner, that's all well and good. But what is your return on investment when you do that? There is no return on investment. So if you want to make sure you have a great return on investment for a small amount of money that you will pay for this book, because the rewards are just unimaginable. They're just priceless. The award, you can't even put a number or amount on the reward that you will receive from this, because your life is you can't put a price on your life. So with everything going on around us and all the toxicity that exists and all the people that have negative vibes and you're absorbing all that, you've got to make sure that you take control and do what you have to do for your life so that you can have and be and do whatever it is that you want to have and be and do in your life. So with that, we are going to sign off for now. Stay tuned and always stay up to date on what's happening with the Living by Design show, because we are here to make sure that your life is enhanced. You can't get what you want in life by running from your challenges. Some people don't even know what they're running from. They're running from things that aren't even chasing them. And you worry about things that never, ever come about. So if you believe you can, you can. And if you believe you can't, then you can't. With that, I'm going to sign off. I am Kathy Holloway Hill, and I thank you for joining us. And I will see you next week, April the 17th, for the Listener Appreciation Show with Mr. Eric Benet. Good night, everyone. Bye.